So the plan over here, just for the record, is that we have now another barach week and a half, really, to finish up. So the idea is to finish the next sugi, because that's the last sugi, and then we'll finish up with Schita Be'ez Hashem. That's Klasim, Shesachtan, Gufan, etc., Machlekes Rav Shmuel, and that's the end. And then, for all intents and purposes, we basically learned through this parak. With a couple of holes here and there, but for the most part, we've learned through all the sugis in the parak. Okay. So let's try to clarify this that we started with last time. The Gemara said as follows. The Gemara said that it's mutter to squeeze an eshkol shel anav notecha kedei, right? You're allowed to squeeze grapes into food because that's not called schita, since the mashke is going into an eichel, it has a din of an eichel. So separating an eichel out of grapes, taking the mashke out of the grapes while it has the status of an eichel, being that's going straight into food, is not called schita. The Gemara said, likewise, you're allowed to milk a goat into food. If you milk a goat into food, it's mutter, because the milk goes directly into the food. It doesn't have a din of a mashke. Again, it's mutter. So, Taisa said, B'shem Rabbein Atam, that it's mutter to milk a goat is only on Yantiv, that the goat is mutter ba'achila. On Yantiv, you can shech the goat, and you can thereby eat it, so the goat is mutter ba'achila. So since the goat is mutter ba'achila, you can squeeze out the milk, and it goes into the food. It's not schita, or dash, whatever it might be, it's not something because it's going into food, so it has a din of food. But if the goat is on, if it's on Shabbos, then the goat is aser ba'achila, so then it's a problem. Now Taisus is a little bit unclear about what the problem is. He says noitel oichel mitecha psoilas, which sounds like it's a bayer problem, but he also says kamay dash chashiva, which sounds like it's a dash problem. So Taisus says one of the two. The Mashal already is unclear which one Taisus means, but he means, so Taisus either holds that when the goat is aser b'achila, like on Shabbos, either it's dash or it's bayer. One of the other, it's one of those two. That's what Taisus says. So the Ran says clearly it's bayer. So let's just see how the Ran says it. The Ran explains the Machlokes Rishonim about this. He explains what the Machlokes Rishonim is. He says, so Kosov is on the bottom of this of Samoch Amud Aleph and the Daf Yarif, all the way on the bottom of the Ran. Kosov Aravzal Bahalachis, the Daf could be Yontiv. It's only on Yontiv that it's mutter to squeeze to milk a cow, a goat into food. Al Shabbos a little tefek there also, but on Shabbos it's also even if you're going to go into food. Behind the timer, this is the reason. The Afak of the Shor Luschad Eshkol Shal Novel tefek there on Shabbos, even though it's mutter to squeeze grapes into food on Shabbos, Hayinu Mishum, the Eshkol Gufei, Roy L'Achila. That's because the Eshkol itself is Roy L'Achila, Mashkein Be'ez, whereas a goat is not Roy L'Achila, L'Chazi B'Shabbos, it's not Roy on Shabbos. V'isha Ridon L'Achla V'Techek Dere, if we're going to allow you to milk into a pot of food, Nehi Dehai Cholav, given the Bala Eichel Ka'Eichel Dami, it's true that the milk which goes into food has a din of food, so therefore, it's not a problem of seichet. Mikal makam have like a bayer oichel mitech psalas. It's still considered being bayer oichel out of psalas. Hilchach dafka be yontiv only on yontiv. The eiz gufei chazir achila that the goat is royal achila because you could shecht it. Then it's mutter because it's not a psalas. Al b'shabbos lechazir achila loy. But on Shabbos it's not royal achila. Therefore, it's aser. So he says it's aser to milk on Shabbos because it's bayer oichel mitech psalas because the eiz is a psalas because it's not edible because you can't shecht it. And he says, "Acherim cholkim." Others argue, "Tikeichet esherinun luschayd eshkoshal anavim afilo techikder b'Shabbos." The same way by grapes, it's mutter to squeeze it into food on Shabbos. Hachanami sherinun lachlev eidlo techikder afilo b'Shabbos. It's mutter to milk a goat as well into a keder even on Shabbos. The Dabar Halam Minyanehu. Two things are similar; they're compared, so they're both mutter on Shabbos. But you're going to ask, "Keicha sherina? Why is it mutter? Do I have like bayer oichum teich psalas? L'chayra is being bayer oichum teich psalas. You're taking the milk out of the goat, which is psalas, because you can't eat it. Yeshleimer, no, it's not psalas. Even the eiz gufei chazi l'achila, eiz is really royal l'achila. V'isuru hu d'revia loya. It's just a side iser that's on it. Lo mikri psalas. That doesn't make it psalas." So he says, this is a Ramban, I believe. The Ramban is chaylik on the Yerushalayim, and he says it's not psalas because it's not really psalas, it's really royal achila. It's just an Isser Shabbos, you know how to shecht it. Doesn't constitute a real Isser. It doesn't make it not royal achila, it's still considered royal achila. So that's the machlokes. So there's a few questions over here. First, we'll try to understand the bayer aspect of it, then we'll try to understand the Yerushalayim that say dash, and then we'll try to figure out what is what and what isn't what. So, question number one is like this. The Rishonim that say, Taisus or possibly and the Ran, says that it is bayer, right? Squeezing a goat, squeezing the milk out of a goat is Bayra, because the goat's not royal achila. Now, l'chayr, we know you're allowed to do Bayra Eichel Mitei Pesalas. Right? The only Bayra that's asr is Pesalas Mitei Chaychel. You're not allowed to take the bad from the good. But the good from the bad, you're allowed to take. So over here, you're squeezing out the milk, and because you're trying to get the milk, you're squeezing it out, you're doing it with your hand, biyad. L'chayr, it should be mutter. Why is there a problem that it's Bayra? Right? So, you could maybe say that you're not doing it miyad. Maybe you're not doing it for that suda. And in Chanami, if you were to do it for that suda, maybe it would be mutter. And they're only talking about when it fits into that category of bayer, because you're not doing it miyad. That's maybe what you could say. Now, the truth is, this is a machlekes magen avraham and taz, but not by milking. There's a machlekes magen avraham and taz by this case that I mentioned also last week in the Mar Mekaymus. This machlekes rishayim, very similar machlekes rishayim by Baiser. Baiser is a grape which is unripe, right? So it's a halfway grown grape, so it's unedible. But people would squeeze out the juice. It was very tart. I guess they used it to flavor things. And there's a machlekes rishayim. Is it Bayra or is it dash? If it's dash, it's mutter to squeeze it into food, because the whole problem is seichet, in other words, and into food is okay. Other Rishayim say, no, it's also because it's Bayra, because the Baisa, where it's unedible, is Pesalas. So the Taz says that even the Rishayim Rabbeinu Tam, that says you're not to squeeze out this Baisa, which is unedible, into food, because you're being Bayra, zok the Taz, but if you're doing it lo'ay sesuda, if you're doing it miyad, it's takamutter. It's Bayra, he says, it's eichel mitei Pesalas, it's biyad, as long as you do it miyad, it's mutter. And the only reason why Rabbeinu Tam answered is because you weren't doing it miyad. So Torah Taz Taka says that Baiser, at least, which seems similar to the case of milking, is only Aser if you don't do it miyad. Otherwise, it's Taka Mutter. That's what Taz says. The Magen Avraham disagrees, and the Magen Avraham says it's Pashat that it's Aser, even if you do it miyad, still Bayer. And he says, I'll prove it to you. He says, the Hakas of Haran, time of the Aser Chalivus Eiz Mishum Bayer. Why is it Aser to milk a goat? Because of Bayer. Eichel Mitech Psailas. Do you think it would be mutter to milk a goat to eat it la'altar? Alavada kedamar and v'davar pashut. So that seems to be a davar pashut for some reason, that by a goat there was no havamina that it would be mutter to do la'altar. And therefore he proves that Abizai is going to be the same thing when you're squeezing out this baiser. It should also be, it's going to be asr even la'altar. But he doesn't explain why. He just says that it's asr. He doesn't say why it shouldn't be, why it should be of Eser Bayer. He, in the middle here, he seems to compare it to Kanan V'tamchle, which is Bayer V'kli.
That's, should be not a riot.
Why?
But he's saying that the Duran, I mean, if you do it also, it should be water.
We're saying that.
Well, why would you not?
He doesn't say why not, but he seems to say that's a double pasha that the Ran, and that's his fact.
The pasha that the Ran is saying, even if the altar is
right, pasha, that's a double pasha.
That's a kiddush itself.
Tim, it's pasha. He's a double pasha. I was reading to you. El Vatikah Damar with double pasha. He's arguing with someone here, right? So he's saying like, there's nothing to talk about. That it's for sure Aser. The question is just why, which he doesn't really explain so much. So the Prima Gadim over here says the reason. He says in two places. He says it here, and he says it in the beginning of the Siman, the Sif Aleph, the Eish Lavram, his big Arichas here, where he goes through all the applications, whatever. So he says, the Prima Gadim says that it's considered Bayer B'Kli. It's considered Bayer B'Kli. Squeezing Baiser, milking a goat, is Bayer B'Kli. That's what he says. It's like you're being Bayer B'Kli. The question is, what is that supposed to mean? Why would it be Bayer B'Kli? You're not using a keli. Any guesses?
The
utter is a kli. Okay, one shot. It's unlikely.
That's the way it's done. There's no kli for it.
So that's the start of what it means. That's what I would think it means. That he means that the reason why kli is usher, that
so go ahead. The grape is the...
I'm sorry?
And the grape is also...
Oh, if you say utter is a kli, no, yeah, the grape's not going to work so much, yeah. Yeah. All right, that was just a joke. Yeah, I don't think it was, right? Oh, sorry? No. sorry.
There's no way to do it, so that's the way.
No, that is not a joke, right? That I think is the correct.
That's the kli usher, because that's
correct. In other words, the reason why keli is usher is because it's the derech, that's the derech bayer, like that's the way it's done in the factory, that's the way it's done on a mass scale. That's derech bayer. The only heter bayer that when you do it biyad, echum te pselas and biyad, is because it's not perceived as bayer, it's called derech achila, it's like you're just trying to eat it. That's a heter. But over here, being that this is the only way it's done, or this is the way it's done, at least by milking, we understand that. by squeezing, we're going to have to work on that a little bit more. But akapanim, so since it's the derech breira, so that's why it's compared to Eichel Barer B'Keli. This is considered the derech to do it. There's no other way to do it. It's not derech achila. It's considered derech breira, and that's why it's also. That's chayr what the Prima Gadim seems to be saying.
If it would be mutter miyad,
but.
If you do it by an iser. If you learn that, and that's what you mean. Not by her. If you learn that the fact that it's pesedus makes it dosh.
Correct.
Then it would be miyush of why even miyad is awesome.
In Taisus, right? The Ran though said mefurish that it's by her.
If you want to say
he doesn't mean that, he means really dosh. But then it's funny because then he goes.
He's
very busy with pesedus also. Yeah, that's all regarding to dash. That could be in regarding to dash too. That's true. He does use the word bayir. The truth is, I think I've seen people that said that he doesn't even though he says bayir, doesn't really mean it. It's a shveret. But the Marshal also said that
Marshal
learned his bayir. Yeah.
Marshal was learning that bayir means bayir.
Yeah, bayir means bayir.
But I mean, clearly the achrayin over here are learning that bayir means bayir.
Correct, as well, right. But this the Magen Avraham, right.
But no, Magen Avraham is not so clear. Is the Magen Avraham clear?
Yeah, it is. He's trying to explain that the sheet over here that holds his bayir. Right, he's proving from the Ran that it doesn't help miyad. So he's learning bayir.
Means it's not dafka bayir. That's the whole point.
No, over here it has to be bayir because that's the whole machlokes. These two shitas.
Even over here, when it says bayir, maybe it's dash.
It has to be bayir. No, because dash is mutol techachol.
But that's the point. That since it's mitech pseilis, then dash is no longer mutol techachol. That's the bar.
Oh, well, what would be the explanation for that?
It's the same bar.
Because.
Because eichol eichol. Eichel mitaych eichel is mutter, but eichel mitaych pseilas is aser because that's dash.
Even the teich eichel,
the milo of the teich eichel makes it eichel. So now instead of being mashed with teich eichel,
he's saying it's not because it's not seicher, it's dash. That's what you mean to say. It's not schita, it's dash.
Yeah,
that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
Right. And dash itself wouldn't have that hatter.
Of course not.
Right. The language is very mixed up, though. If you look at the language in the tour, it would be very. They could. Everything they're saying has to be lav dafka.
The word is bayir.
The iser, the matir calls it dash, and he really means seichet. And the one that says bayir really means dash. It's just, you'll see the language. It's just funny. Everybody uses the wrong terminology. I'm not saying it's impossible to say what you're saying, but it's strange that everybody picked the wrong word.
The Taz clearly doesn't learn that way.
100%. He's learning bayir. Clearly, he's saying it's mutter miyad. Right.
But maybe the Magen Avraham learns that way.
Okay.
Prima
does not learn that way as well. Correct. Okay, so we've established as follows. We've established that in the case of squeezing out baiser, which is not real achila, in the case of milking this goat, which is not real achila, some rishayim hold that it's bayir, and therefore even though you're doing it into food, where there's no schaichet problem, but it's bayir, it's called bayir bekli, and that's why it's aser, even though it's echel tefselis, etc. That's why it's aser even miyad, at least lafi the Magen Avraham, and true prima gadim, and the Taz holds that's mutter. Now, why is it that when you squeeze a regular grape into food, why isn't it bayir? Why is it only that when it's baiser, which is not real achila, it's bayir? Why is a regular grape not bayir? Every time you squeeze a grape.
I guess you could say, like he was saying, that the normal way of doing regular grapes is on a large scale.
So then that could be considered derech achila. And baiser is just, when it gets to baiser, it gets the hard to say.
You don't do it on max, you do it one at a time, so that's why it goes there by itself.
I hear, because you don't harvest baiser in that way usually.
Right.
Okay, it's a possibility. And then you're saying really there is bayir, but it's mutter miyad. That's what you're telling me.
Right. Yeah.
It's mutter miyad. Okay, so that's a problem because that you don't find that restriction. In other words, there are cases where you're allowed to do schita, like Marshall in this case, where you're allowed to be seichet grapes into food, and there's no such restriction of miyad. You can do it even lachas man as well. So apparently, it doesn't qualify as bayir as well. Now this, I didn't make this up. This is also a Prima Gadim and a Magen Avraham. It's a Magen Avraham and Simen Shinya test by Bayer. The Magen Avraham is talking about a case of an egg, cracked an egg, and you want to separate the yellow from the white. And the reason why you want to separate the yellow from the white is you want the yellow to go onto mustard to color it, to make it more yellow, and the white will go to leibud. You're not going to save the white. The white will go to garbage, and the yellow will be used for to color the mustard. And it's mutter to do. You could even do it with a keli. He had a special dish that did the separating, and it was mutter to do. And why is it mutter to do? Look, that seems like a bona fide buyer. So the Paiskim explained, because it's that's not called buyer when they're both not being used for food. One's being used for coloring and one's going to garbage, so they're both not being used for food purposes. That's not called buyer. So this is, people make problems with this. Why is it different than toys? So on and so forth. Okay, it's also good for itself. Not only buyer now, but what the Magen Avraham says is he has a different problem. He says, one second, the yellow and the white of an egg is an egg. It's one min. Why should that be buyer? So he says, no, apparently it has a din of tuminim. So then he says...
Min is not telling on the person?
I'm sorry?
Min is not telling on the person, what you...
No, not necessarily. Min mamish, right? Really, if something is really one min, even if you want one more than another for some reason, then there's no buyer. It has to be considered tumin. It has to have some way of making it tumin. He says, yellow. Apparently yellow and white is considered tumin. Then he says... he brings down, though, that other Rishonim say that it is considered min echad, the egg, the white and the yellow. And he says, v'chein mashma v'simen shin chaf. It's mashma like that in our simen, which is the schita. D'loy asru schita m'shin bayer. Regular schita is not asr because of bayer. Shakal min echad. Because everything is considered min echad. So he's saying the same way the Rishonim that are disagree over there and hold that the white and the yellow of an egg are considered min echad. So likewise, the liquid of a fruit and the fruit itself is considered min echad, and that's why there's no bayer. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So he says it's not bayer because it's min echad. Fine.
That's a cloud for everything we've been talking about until now.
Correct.
So like dash and bayer are separate because bayer is min echad.
Because min echad, as far as bayer is concerned.
But it's a problem of dash anyway.
It could be a problem of dash anyway. Right. Unless you're squeezing it into food. Right. In our case.
So this being chel of an aiz is always bayer.
Oh, so that's the problem. So here's the problem. So let's get to that. So now, if so, it would come out that if the whole heter of squeezing of regular grape, the reason why it's not bayer is menachas, what you're asking is when you're chel of an aiz, there are cases that it's mutter. The Gemara says it's mutter, at least on Yantiv, everybody agrees that it's mutter, right? Because the aiz is royal achila. Will come out, it's still bayer, because l'chayro, you would think that milk and meat are, one would hope, it's a tuminim, right? So, you're squeezing it into the food, you would have to do a miyad for it to be mutter. One second. But l'chayro...
We don't find that.
What?
We don't find that.
We don't find that, but more than that, it's a strange thing, because if it's ene roi l'achila, so then what is it? Then it's bayer b'kli. Right? If the A's is royal achila, then it's not bayer b'kli. Like, why should that make a difference?
If you learned that it was dash, though, then it would be okay.
Right. But bayer, if you learned around the way these achronim are learning, they're learning kipshutai, it seems.
That's
so
bayer.
It's like, yeah, then it doesn't make sense. Then that, why should that make a difference? So just to clarify this, let me just to put some perspective, we could understand what we're talking about over here. Again, we have the case of A's, right? You're milking the goat. The Rishonim say that if the goat is unedible because it's Shabbos, then it's bayer. If it's edible, it's not bayer. Right? Now, for the Magen Avraham says the only reason why squeezing a regular grape is not bayer is because of menachad. How could you apply that to a goat? That's the question. Now, there's another issue over here. And I want to just see that you can see that we're talking about something funny here. The Ran had said, right, that other Rishonim said there's no bayer. Even on Shabbos, you could milk the goat. And it's not bayer. Why? Because royal achila is just a zaitig yisr on it. So the question is that usually in hilchas bayer that doesn't work. In hilchas bayer, as long as there's some reason why you don't want something, it's called bayer, right? Let's say Noam decides he doesn't like purple lollipops, right? so then that's bayer. If he separates all the purple lollipops and put them out, being that there's something you don't like about one of them and it's different, it's called bayer. If you have tops and bottoms, the Truma Sedeshin says, you want one, you don't want the other one. It's bayer. As long as there's some chesed. Well, yeah, so that's two meaning. Correct. But as long as there's something you don't want about it, it's considered bayer. So why would it help us? They're saying, no, it's not really Asr Bachila, it's just an Isser Shabbos, it's a Zaitig Isser. Who cares? Why? Why is it worse than if it would be purple or green, right? I'm saying you just don't want it.
Also, so we said until now that if it's on Yom Tov, then it's mutter. It's not later. Because...
Correct.
But if it's on Shabbos, it's also...
Of Bayer, right.
It's also because of Bayer, because once... Because
it's considered a psilas. Since you can't eat it, it's a psilas.
And then...
And he's saying the other Rishonim hold that even on Shabbos is just a Zayit to get Isser on it, so it's not still called an Eichel, so it's not a Psalas. I'm asking, so what? I mean, the fact is you're not eating it and you can't eat it. Right? So why should that...
Either you're not planning to eat it.
So it's true, right? Right, even on Yom Tov.
100%.
The same thing. And a time, it doesn't make sense, right? Right, you're right. Anyway, so what you see is that that's not what's going on over here. What's going on over here is that until we can make this goat into a proper psilas, it's considered min echad. It's obvious, right? Okay. Let me just finish. That's what it has to be, right? It has to be that the min, the A's with the milk are considered one min, and it's not called bayer at all, and the whole bayer only begins when it's considered a psilas, and that's what they're arguing, is it considered a psilas or not? And the Ramban is saying that Shabbos, even though it's also the shaft, it's not called a psilas. So if it's not a psilas, it's minachat. And the understanding is, I'm going to tell you what the understanding is, because even though the chayra doesn't seem to make sense, how could this be called minachat? Well, I think the lumdus is like this. The lumdus is that really, it's not a classic bayer when you're milking a cow. We're squeezing a grape, we're going to have to think about, but at least by milking a cow, it's not a classic bayer, because you're not separating something as much as you're creating something. Right? In other words, typical bayer is when you have things mixed, two distinct items which are mixed together, and now you can't tell the difference. And you're mevara them, right? Whereas if there's one thing which is within another thing, and then Shad is you're by milking the cow, you're generating milk. That's the way it's perceived. It's not perceived that you're dividing two things.
Well, looking at it, you're opening a bottle.
I'm sorry.
You're opening a bottle. It's not.
You're saying even more than that. You're saying it's not a truvus at all.
It's
saying
right.
B'chol not a
Torah. It's just right here.
Then it
right
can't
here.
Be. Then B'chol can't be bayer.
I don't see why.
And he's saying, okay, but it is right. That much it is possible to be bayer. I'm just saying like this. What I'm trying to say is that, in as much as there's nothing that can, and then I'll just explain a little bit more. The reason why it's creating and not separating, is because it's a chelik of the cow's guf. Right. In other words, the milk is a chelik of the cow's guf. So you don't really perceive it as two different things. Not as far as min echad is concerned, but just practically speaking, halachically speaking, it's a piece of the cow while it's in there, and then by taking it out, you've now brought something into the world, right? You've created something which wasn't here previously. So that's why it would technically be very hard to look at it as bayer at all, for that reason, because it's not separating two things; it's creating something. Creating something is not bayer. It was nothing, and now it's something. It's not. He didn't separate it from something else. He just brought it into the world. So that's why, and technically, it should never be bayer at all. And it only seems to be able to consider a bayer is that if the A's is considered ein roi lachila, so that distinction is able to divide the milk from the A's even before you've taken it out, because the milk is edible and the A's is not. If you have that distinction, then you can divide them. In other words, The division comes about as a result of the fact that the A's is considered Ein Roi L'Achila. What calls mind the A's is considered Roi L'Achila, the milk is part of the A's. We don't perceive it as a separate item. Not that it's min echad. Milk and meat is not a min echad. It's not a min echad, it's a davar echad. It's pasha one thing. It's one chefza. It's a cow. We don't see milk and cow, we see cow. It's the fact that it becomes a bechila that allows us to see cow versus milk, and then it becomes bayer. Otherwise, there's no bayer going on, because it's not bayer. It's just poof. You have milk where you didn't have milk before.
That's
the
chavim.
Which
you
mean?
Can
you drink the milk?
With together with
that. Chal it's called.
What's
yes. Chal shchuta can be drank, that's for sure.
I don't mean that. Can be drunk with the meat.
Can it be eaten with meat? That's a shayla. Chal shchuta.
Can you eat it with milk? How about that?
Chal shchuta is not, I believe, is not the raisa.
It's not
chal deraisa. It could be I'm making a mistake here. I haven't seen that simon in a while. Simon pezayin. I think chal shchuta is not the raisa. Not that this really has such a doesn't have that much relevance. That is,
it's really part of the
it would make a lot more sense if that's true. Yeah.
Are you allowed to mix chal shchuta?
So for intents of this shir, that'll be the halacha until we find out otherwise. Yeah. Definitely be rabbanan salsa.
This is more of the
Right. Everybody really could hold that. The argument between the Acherim and the Ran is just whether this Nakuda, that it's Asr because of Shechita, does that make it ice food or not? But everybody agrees that that's what you need to do in order to be start the Sugya of Bayer, is you have to make it not food. So now if I'm going to say it so drastically by a cow and milk, you're going to have to make it a little less drastic when you get to the grape, because the Magen Avraham is saying a different svar. He's saying it's minachah because the liquid and the thing is considered minachah. So it's not as drastic. But in any case, that's what seems to be going on here. Now, I just want to just shift the conversation for a minute to other shittas. The shita that holds that Baiser is not Baiser, right?
Why do we see Baiser is Baiser?
Because it's a psoa, it's not edible.
Whereas
regular grape is edible. Right. So the shita that holds that is not Baiser, how would you explain that? Now, is there the other shita in Shulchan Aruch that says that squeezing a Baiser, even though the Baiser is not edible, it's not Baiser, all it is shita, and therefore if you do it into food, it's mutter.
Achem to the svar we thought Achem applies to golden chalice.
Right, doesn't apply to a baiser, which is really not edible, but it's officially not edible, right? So why would that not be called baiser? Why would that not be called baiser? So you can say, what you could say is that they might hold I'll tell you what Shvisa Shabbos is. Shvisa Shabbos is written by Siach Yitzchak. Does that help you? Siach Yitzchak wrote a pirush on the Siddur HaGra. If you ever buy Siddur HaGra, almost besides the more modern ones, but the older ones all come with the Siach Yitzchak. Siach Yitzchak was one Talmud of a Talmud of the Gaon, and he was a rav in Yerushalayim together with Tzvi Pesach Frank, but like way, way before, like when Tzvi Pesach Frank was really just starting his rabbanis. He was there at the same time as his name, Rav Chaim Zonnefeld. That's he moved to Yerushalayim. It's a big, tremendous Talmud Chacham. The Sefer Shvisa Shabbos is a very, very much a handbook when it comes to the melachas. So anyway, he says that Bayer can't apply. He's coming to explain why every dosh isn't Bayer. That's what he's coming to explain.
So Ramon just said pshat.
He said, the Ramon said pshat why grapes, dosh of grapes is not Bayer. He wants to know why dosh of wheat and chaff is not Bayer. Right, where there it's a real psilus. He doesn't consider that minachat. He thinks he can't apply it. This is an assumption. So why every time you do dosh is it not Bayer? So we mentioned last time. Not Michal and Magen Avraham. Nah, because Magen Avraham also agrees when it's not edible, that's a Bayer, it's Bayer, right? Magen Avraham only saying is svara where it's edible. Where it's not edible, he's masking it's considered two minim. It's psilus. It's garbage.
Right, so it's Bayer.
That's why it would be Bayer.
Yeah.
But by, he's assuming that by dash. Oh, you mean, well we don't, dash, okay.
Magen Rav asked the kasha, he said.
I have what you mean, yeah, okay, fine.
So whatever sort of we see is going to say is.
It's gonna, not going to work with Magen Rav, that's correct. You're right anyway, but yeah. Right. So anyway, he says, why is it that regular dash is not by her? So we mentioned last time, the reason is because normally dash, the way it works in the field, is you break up the wheat from the straw, but they're still mixed together. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is just breaking the connection, but you're not. You're not being bevara them. You're not taking out the Allah. So anyway, so he says that's normally the pshat. But he says the pshat is that two things that are connected, cutting them in half is not bayer. Bayer is only when the two things are separate, and you're bevara. But cutting a piece off one from another thing, that's not bayer. That's what he wants to say. So then that would be very easy. But like you say, that's negative all the Yerushalayim. That means every time you squeeze, it can never be bayer. Right, but akapanim, that could be the pshat in these Yerushalayim that hold there's no bayer taka by baisers, because now the only thing is that la halacha that doesn't really work so stark, because we hold peeling a fruit is bayer. That's cutting off a piece, and the only reason why it's mutter to peel a fruit is if you do it la altar. But you can't peel a fruit. You can't peel a fruit la kosman. You can't peel a fruit for the afternoon, for later on, for a trip. You know.
We say it's too mean.
Huh?
We say it's too mean
because it's pshat. Because it's unedible.
Right.
No. I know,
but he's saying
if it's attached, you can't be bayer.
Right, that's not going to shift. But that's saying you're cutting one thing in half. That's
no, he's talking about even the psoil. He's talking about the chaff from the wheat.
Oh,
right?
He's saying even psoilus from.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he's coming to say. Yeah, so that's not going to work out. La la, he's just saying in one shita. Not going to work out. Okay, very good. And in these we shine him. That whole.